I've had calls from quite a few members of the community in around Craig about the noise coming from the generator. It seems that they had some sort of a problem internally on their property, I believe, and the mains power failed. So obviously, with so many people living in Craig at the moment from Ukraine, they had to find some way of providing them with electricity. So the council have been on to them, and they've got them to, firstly, they're trying to get a muffler to try and reduce the noise as much as they can. And the good news is that the part that they're waiting for a part to come in from Italy, and they're going to have that by the weekend, and they have an electrical contractor scheduled to come in on Saturday morning to put it right. So hopefully from Saturday at some stage they'll be back on the mains, and it'll be the same as any place else having electricity.
Quite a number of inconveniences relating to this incident, Councillor, given that there was noise pollution, as you mentioned, for the residents and people living in the surrounding areas, and the length of the delay that they had to wait to get it sorted out.
Yes, it is unfortunate that it took this. I think originally they had a problem actually finding what the fault was, and then they had to, when they found that, they had to identify the parts that were needed to put it right. And the information I've been given is that they were waiting for that to come in, and that the generators the generators had to be brought in as an emergency. A lot of the heatings and things like that, some of those apartments too or units would be electrical. And from a safety point of view, with so many people living on a site like that, you'd have to have the electricity going. So it is disappointing, but sometimes these things happen, and the one part you think you'll never need is the one that goes. You know, the buildings there are quite old, and I know they're planning to do work on them and do a lot of things to bring them up to a more modern standard, but a lot of the parts are old, and sometimes when something breaks that's old, you have trouble sourcing the parts, which is just an issue. But I suppose it's better than buying new stuff every time either. That's not very environmentally friendly, but they're able to fix it, and I'm told that it will be put right by Saturday morning.